School District 48, SD 48, has finally addressed the concerns of many Darcy parents that Blackwater Creek Elementary School could revert back to a K-3 model of operation this fall and send senior primary-aged kids in grades 4 to 7 to Signal Hill Elementary in Pemberton, which is roughly an hour's bus ride away. Members of the Blackwater Creek Parent Advisory Council, PAC, gave a presentation at the district's February 8 board meeting, where they expressed the value of Blackwater Creek to their community as a K-7 institution. As of that night, the PAC had 262 signatures from the Darcy catchment area on a petition to support their cause, including the chief and council members of Enquatqua First Nation and incumbent C2Sky MLA Jordan Sturdy, to go with 203 more names from supporters in Pemberton and beyond. Assistant Superintendent Paul Lorette responded with an updated version of the enrollment review first released on January 6, where he outlined financial and practical challenges associated with retaining a K-7 model at the school. Following a lengthy question period, school board trustees elected to take more time and carefully consider all factors before deciding Blackwater Creek's fate. Though no decisions have yet been made, Darcy parents generally feel that their concerns are now being taken seriously. "I want to emphasize that I left the meeting feeling heard," said Aaron Stewart Elliott, who has a 10-year-old son attending Blackwater Creek. "I thought the trustees were attentive to our needs, listened deeply, and asked thoughtful questions. I also think Paul, Lorette, worked hard on the enrollment report and then speaking to our specific questions," added fellow parent Allison Byerlane, who has a daughter in grade 6 and a son in grade 3. "I am very happy with the level of thought and consideration the board staff as well as the trustees put into considering the different angles and nuances of the situation and in recognizing that there are still unanswered questions that should be addressed before making a decision." Pros and cons. The new enrollment review presents four options for the school's future. The first would allow grade 4 students to attend Blackwater Creek so long as there are fewer than 20 K-3 children in any given year, essentially reverting the school to its pre-2018 configuration. The second option would welcome kindergarten through grade 5, up to a maximum of 20 students with priority given to junior primary-aged youngsters. Lorette recommends this choice to the school board. It would force 8 kids entering grades 6 and 7 to Signal Hill Elementary this fall, but allow everyone from K-5 to remain based on current projections. As of February 8, 6 spots would remain available for new enrollments. Parents pointed out that not only would Lorette's recommendation exclude 8 current students, but it would also generate chronic uncertainty for those entering grades 4 and 5. Under this model, such kids would only be able to attend Blackwater Creek if there are fewer than 20 K-3 students in any given year. Lorette, though, feels that the problem would be even greater if all 8 of Blackwater Creek's current grades were competing for a seat under the legally mandated cap of 20 students under one teacher. With a K-5 system, uncertainty could still happen from time to time, but most likely much less often unless there's an unusual spike in enrollment with kindergarten one year, he said. Option 3 is to keep a K-7 model while adding a second teacher, keeping a minimum sustained enrollment of 45 to 48 kids and covering a one-time cost of $643,000 to renovate or rebuild the property's existing teacherage. Option 4, which was absent from the January 6 edition of the review, discusses the possibility of amending the third option with a reduced enrollment through K-7. Lorette explained that having all 8 grades at Blackwater Creek would be cost neutral to the school board at 45 students, but that any lower number will incur an additional price tag ranging from tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars. Blackwater Creek's projected K-7 enrollment for the 2023-24 academic year is currently 24 to 28. According to Lorette, accommodating this number of children would cost an extra $93,000 to $123,000. Many parents, including Elliott, Byerlane and Blackwater Creek PAC Chair Dave Moldovsky, have wondered why the cost of having either 20 or 45 students is acceptable, but having any number in between is considered financially burdensome. The reason, said Lorette, is because of the district's funding formula. Blackwater Creek receives an annual grant between $54,000 and $57,000 for being a small school. This sum represents approximately 17% of the total amount of small school funding provided to School District 48 from the BC Ministry of Education on account of Blackwater's unique geographic location. The district decides how to use the remaining 83% to fund other schools within its jurisdiction. While, of course, I would like to see more of the money received on account of Blackwater's unique small school factors made available directly to the school, I do understand the board has to consider the needs of the entire district, said Byerlane. The provincial collective agreement between the BC Teachers Federation, BCTF, and the BC Public School Employers Association, BCPSEA, states that kindergarten classes shall not exceed 20 students, while grade 1 to 3 classes shall not exceed 22 students. Therefore, another teacher, and possibly additional support personnel, must be hired and trained if Blackwater Creek retains a K-7 model. Yet, no additional funding would be given if such a reality comes to pass. As a result, having more than 20 students at the school becomes cost inefficient unless enrollment reaches a certain critical mass, which according to current reports is 45. Capacity issues. Darcy parents have also questioned the district's claim that a new building would have to be erected on site for Blackwater Creek to accommodate kindergarten through grade 7. They feel that the school's two existing rooms, one of which is supposed to function as a kitchen, office, library and multi-purpose space, are large enough to fit up to 30 students between them. Lorette concedes this point, but argues that School District 48 must plan for the future if Blackwater Creek retains a K-7 model. In his view, the district must be prepared for enrollment to increase as a result of the school admitting more grades. This trend has previously been observed over a short time frame. Blackwater Creek had only 12 students from K-4 in 2017, but 4 years later it had 30 students across K-7. It's one thing to say that the current facilities would work next year, but our job is to look forward beyond next year to year 2, 3, 4 and 5, explained Lorette. However, we don't see evidence of enrollment growth to 40-plus students. We don't actually see enrollment growth beyond 30 for the foreseeable future. That's based on our best information. Parents claim that the enrollment review omits one student who attended Blackwater Creek as a sixth grader in 2019 and continued to grade 7. They're also aware of at least one instance where a kindergarten-aged child, the great-grandson of former Enquanqua Chief Harry O'Donoghue and his wife, Madeline, was rejected from Blackwater Creek this year because of capacity restrictions. As a result, this 5-year-old boy has had to attend Signal Hill Elementary and put up with the longest bus ride of any child who lives in or near Darcy. Lorette stated that he has no knowledge of such discrepancies, but emphasized that Blackwater Creek is already over capacity at 23 pupils and cannot legally accept more unless a second teacher is hired. There had previously been two extra part-time teachers at the school in 2021, but both accepted different positions the following year. Lorette explained that those individuals were intended to provide temporary support during the heart of the COVID-19 pandemic, and that the district was not able to offer either a long-term contract at that time. After both part-time teachers departed, attempts to bring in a new full-time candidate for the 2022-23 school year were unsuccessful. Recruitment right now is a challenge, Lorette admitted. It's a big challenge. I would say if the board decided to make the school K-7, the staff will aggressively recruit a new teacher to the best of our ability, but we can't make any guarantees. Parents, too, understand the difficulties associated with filling a rural teaching position. Some fear that the current situation only exacerbates existing issues. It is obvious that it's hard to attract talent when there is uncertainty in the longevity of the role, Byerlane said. It is like a flywheel effect. The lower the commitment to grow Blackwater Creek, the lower the chances of finding staff and the lower the likelihood that all families in the catchment area want to enroll their children at the school, when they know the child will be forced to transition to Pemberton anyway after grade 3. Thus, the enrollment numbers remain low, under 45. which lowers the ability to run the school profitably within the constraints of the existing funding model and lowers the interest from the district to invest more into growing the school. Thinking outside the box. It is currently difficult to anticipate when a final verdict about Blackwater Creek's mode of operation will materialize, but the deliberation process appears to have built trust between district representatives and members of the Darcy community. It definitely felt like we were heard loud and clear, said Moldovsky, who has previously criticized the district's handling of Blackwater Creek's dilemma. It has taken us 10 months to get to this point, and I am beginning to have some faith in the system. I am mostly satisfied at this point, but time will tell. Darcy parents also expressed their willingness to fundraise to help alleviate the expense of renovating Blackwater Creek's teacherage or erecting a brand new building to accommodate more students. However, District Superintendent Chris Nicholson turned down their offer. It would be the responsibility of our Board of Education to provide that additional classroom space if that is the direction they want to go in, Nicholson said. I don't think that it is the responsibility of families to build an additional classroom or space. Nonetheless, the PAC still hopes to nudge district decision makers towards a more unorthodox solution that accounts for as many factors as possible. As education is about the children and the community and not just about dollars and cents, I would love to see the district and board trustees explore even potentially unconventional solutions, such as opening up the school to older grades in order to achieve higher enrollment numbers and make it financially viable to have a second teacher, Byerlane said. District representatives explained that opening Blackwater Creek up to middle schoolers is not viable, because older students require more advanced facilities, such as a larger gymnasium, project shop and arts room. Byerlane's counter-proposal is a creative one. Enroll youth in grades 7 to 9 and equip them to complete their academics at Blackwater Creek, while busing to Pemberton one day a week to use necessary facilities at Pemberton Secondary School. In theory, this approach could push Blackwater Creek's enrollment up to cost-neutral levels, although it would require significant financial investment in educational infrastructure capable of supporting more than 30 students. I know there are lots of parents that would be interested in keeping their kids at the school beyond grade 7 if that were even an option, said Byerlane. If we're looking to get the enrollment numbers up in the 40 to 45 range, extending the enrollment grades higher might make more sense financially to cover those costs. I think it comes down to the question of, is the district interested in making the investments that would enable Blackwater Creek to grow with the community? Or is it better to limit the capacity of the school so no additional investments, whether for teaching staff or additional infrastructure, are needed? An earlier version of this article said the collective agreement limits all class sizes to 20. The 20-student cap only applies to kindergarten. Peak regrets the error.